You may remember a few months ago that KFM was sent in videos of a skunk in the Milltown area. A few messages were being sent in to us on 0833 97 97 97 by listeners. And now the journal has revealed 7 skunks were captured and destroyed after being found roaming beside Milltown Bog, a protected raised bog, during March and April this year. It prompted an operation involving the National Parks and Wildlife Service, the NPWS, local landowners and members of the community. Patricia Devlin is an investigative reporter with the journal Investigates and joins me now on the line. Patricia, good morning. Thanks for joining us on the show.
Morning, Hannah.
So what do we know about these skunks that ended up roaming around the Milltown Bog area in the first place? How did you become aware of this?
Yes, well, as you said, there was a video taken by a member of the public back in March of a skunk roaming in that area. And what I have came to learn is that the NPWS then began an investigation, and that was after investigations around that area with video and other evidence, they discovered that there was actually 7 skunks, at least 7 skunks in that area, and they went about trying to capture those skunks. And after receiving advice from DAFM, veterinary officers, those skunks were then destroyed. So we don't know how the skunks ended up there. I've been told that, you know, prior to this incident, that local wildlife rescuers were aware that a number of skunks were for sale on a private WhatsApp trading group, which is very concerning. So the investigation is still ongoing by the NPWS. They are asking the public to remain vigilant if they do see any other skunks in that area to report to them. And also, if they have information about the origins of these animals, to also report it to them.
It's quite a strange one. And I, as you were saying there, it's still not known exactly how the skunks got there. And is it thought that maybe the videos that were seen a few months ago are the same skunks that were advertised on the private WhatsApp group?
It's not known, so yeah. We don't know whether, you know, this post is connected to these skunks. I mean, these animals are very unusual to have in Ireland as pets. I really don't know how many there are in Ireland. You're not required to register to have them. You are required to have a license to import them into Ireland, but actually having them as a pet, you don't need to register. So we don't know whether they were dumped there. The suspicion is they were. Also, we don't know whether they escaped. But no matter whether they were dumped there or they escaped, it's still actually a criminal offence under Irish Birds and Habitat legislation to allow an animal, a non-native, non-domesticated animal, to escape, or and in particular, if you dump them. So it's very concerning, and I think it's very sad because, you know, animals have been destroyed because someone didn't look after them properly. Either they dumped them or they allowed them to escape. It's really bad.
Through no fault of the animal's fault that they were put there under whatever reason they were there. And I suppose if they are a non-native animal, is it necessary to have them destroyed, in other words, killed, because it's safer for Ireland's native wildlife?
Yes, sadly it is. So in that area, and in particular at that time, March, April, it's breeding season for, you know, waders and other native species, and skunks are opportunistic omnivores. They will eat those types of animals, and they can, you know, destroy the area. So it was, that was the only option, really, that they had to be destroyed. But again, I know when I understand any animal lover like myself, it makes me very angry and frustrated that anybody would get these animals, knowing the care that they need and, you know, the security and keeping them, and then to do that or to allow them to escape and then for them to be killed is just, it's just so disheartening.
Yeah, would it have been maybe a different situation if it wasn't the area that they were found in and also the time of year? We understand they were found in a protected bog and they were found during the spring nesting period. Is it because of that time that they were destroyed, or no matter under what circumstance, they would have been destroyed anyway?
I'm not sure, Hannah, but I'd say a number of factors would have came into play here. Definitely the time of the year, the area that you know, they were in, I think that would have heightened, you know, sort of, you know, the response there. You know, could they have been captured and then rehomed? Or, you know, I don't know. That's a something for the MPWS.
Yeah.
To answer, and I know that different wildlife organisations, we have amazing wildlife organisations, like you have one in your area, Kildare Wildlife Rescue, but it's taken a completely different approach. But again, the MPWS has to stick to different government legislations, and they did get advice from DAFM, and that is what they did.
And now, is it under the NPWS? Are they continuing their, I suppose, investigations into this and getting any queries sent in?
Yes, they, in a statement to us that we published yesterday, they have asked the public for information about, you know, any, if they know the origins of these skunks, any information that's helpful, and that will go direct to their wildlife crime operation. So they will look into that. So just if anyone has any information, please do contact the MPWS, because it is so important that, you know, this doesn't happen again. You know, one animal is bad enough, you know, but there were seven here, and the post that actually that I'm aware of, there was eight skunks actually advertised. So we don't know, could there be another skunk out there roaming? I don't know. If it is connected to that post, it mightn't be, but, you know, it's quite a coincidence. Mm. But, you know, investigations are ongoing.
Patricia, thanks so much for joining us on the Kildare Today show this morning and letting listeners know about the current situation and what exactly happened there at the Milltown Bog. That is Patricia Devlin, investigative reporter with the journal Investigates. It comes as a few months ago, KFM was sent videos of a skunk in the Milltown area, and now the journal has revealed that seven skunks were captured and destroyed after being found roaming beside Milltown Bog, a protected raised bog, during March and April of this year. Now, Kildare Wildlife Rescue have told KFM as well that the case was handled by the NPWS with no involvement from Kildare Wildlife Rescue. We also have a statement from the National Parks and Wildlife Services. They said they received a report containing video evidence of a non-native species, a striped skunk, in the Kildare countryside in March 2026 from a member of the public, and the reported sighting was beside that protected raised bog near Newbridge. NPWS staff assessed the report, given the potential harm that a non-native omnivore with no natural predators could have on local biodiversity and animals, and it came evident that there were a number of individual striped skunk reported. The skunks were captured and humanely euthanised on site of capture in March and April of 2026. Now, the NPWS are asking the public to remain vigilant and report any sightings or information immediately to Wildlife Enforcement at nps.gov.ie. So that is Wildlife Enforcement at nps.gov.ie, or ring them on 01 539 3230. That is 01 539 3230.
Hanlon Concrete